Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for joining us in this moment. We are connecting to expressing ourselves, communication, and in this segment, we're going to look at stating what is so and what the benefits are to being in this practice of, one, just looking at how we communicate every day, and then in addition to maybe taking it upon self to have some responsibility with what is coming out of our mouths, with the intention that if we put a little bit more effort on that, that we can really hold our vocal cords and our communication center in alignment with, one, our flow, how we're intended to be here and serve and show up every day. And what that will do to the collective is actually, as we bring our voice into an alignment with our way of being in connection to our highest self, that will start to shape-shift the world around us, because we will show up very differently in conversations that we're having. So this practice of saying what is so, the reason we do that is, if you so do choose, is that it makes it a lot simpler. You don't have to track as many storylines. You don't have to go into other people's information, because you're just stating what is so, maybe what you've observed, what the facts are. And what this means is that you are just really thinking of yourself as an observer, and as people show up, you might state what is so, and then if they walked away, someone might say, "Did you see that?" And then you can state the facts. There's no emotional spin, there's no fear, there's no doubt, there's no judgment. It's just what is so. I saw a cheetah walking across the street. Then someone might say, "Well, do you know what a cheetah looks like?" And then you can state what the markings are. And you might say, "I saw 3 small porcupines crossing the forest floor." And that would be a fact, that you saw these porcupines crossing the forest floor. You might notice that there was just dirt and pine needles on the forest floor with some perimeter shrubs. What happens when we start noticing the facts is that we become much more present to what's happening around us, and we observe this. What I notice with this technology situation that we have going on here on planet Earth is that the observer and people noticing the details is becoming less and less, because they're consumed primarily with those handheld devices, and they're not able to state what the facts were. They're not even able to state what happened around them. So if you make this simple commitment to self that you're going to start stating what is so, it's going to require that you become a little bit more observant as to what's happening around you, so that you could do this accurately. If you're only half listening to your children or your employer or your coworkers, then it might be a little bit harder to go back and retrace what was so in that situation, let alone deciphering perceptions, judgments, emotions, and feelings. So you can start there, stating the facts, ma'am. And then number 2 is that this will, that stating the facts is a yang energy, just being simple, concise, relying on your inner Agni just to state what is so. Avoiding embellishing the story. So the yin side of us, the feminine side of us, has a creative nature, an ability to overstate things sometimes. To bring that over embellishing into check, bring that yang energy in again, that's coupling it with what is so. Avoiding to get into that storytelling mode will really, really help the conversation become concise. Also, will drop the thoughts that create the storytelling. Then keep it local, meaning that when you're stating what is so, say what's so as it relates to you, if at all possible. In addition, if you're in one of those situations where you're with family or friends and you're sharing with one another, this inadvertently happens. A friend might need to talk to you or confide in you. Just try to keep it as much as possible about the two of you. Or if you're helping problem solve with a friend in regard to a third party, try to be as objective as possible, non-judgmental, giving your perspective on what is, again, going back to those facts, what is so, and encouragement to possibly assist the third party or the person that you're having conversation with to really keep it to self, owning one's own emotions, knowing that we cannot, absolutely cannot change anyone else. The only person that we can impact is ourself. So by taking responsibility, that's the first step. So what I'd like us to do right now is connect with just that aspect of what is so in your life right now, meaning are you really clear with what is so in your own life? Oftentimes I'll catch myself when someone asks me a question and then I don't answer it. I'm not stating the answer to the question they asked. Therefore, I'm in some kind of ulterior storytelling mode or avoiding an answer for some unknown subconscious, conscious reason, and or distracted, so then I'm off on a tangent. So I want you to think about just today, recapitulate today for a moment, and think about how you were with your conversations, just reviewing them. We're going to put in the background a little Leonard Cohen. This is his new album called Popular Problems, and this song is called Almost Like the Blues. He always is a little tongue-in-cheek, which I love, and that's a great way for us to dive into our own conversation and start to take responsibility for the story that we're creating here on planet Earth through our vocal cords. Like the blues. Almost Like the Blues by Leonard Cohen. So his tongue-in-cheek song with seriousness coupled in there is that there is seriousness with our voice and seriousness with our thoughts, and those thoughts and words go out into our reality, not only potentially cause harm to ourselves, but cause harm to others. So this mindfulness practice, and it's really an interesting practice if you're inspired to engage in it, that it takes attention, it takes compassion, it takes easiness on yourself, because it's going to be tested all the time. We're in a culture where people say really mean things on social media. They say mean things to people if they don't agree with them. And it's become almost encouraged to have this banter back and forth. However, it doesn't serve our collective. So when we're looking at the conversation and the communication and how we can evolve, how we show up for one another, we can either be in these repetitive historic cycles with conversation, or we can say, hey, why don't we see if we can improve a little? We already see this from one generation to the next as we see parenting styles change, as we see wide bodies of populace change their perspective. However, there's still this duality within that, and a way to help potentially bring ourselves beyond that is to really take ownership for our own voice and how we want to show up in every moment. So with that being said, we can look at why we might want to do this, and that's a little bit of a lead-in, but when we speak what is so, stating the facts, avoiding embellishing the story, bringing that yang energy in, and keeping it local, meaning keeping it as close as possible to 1 to 2 degrees of separation, is very beneficial. And why we'd want to do this is that there's less stories to track. When we start going too far out beyond our connectivity and start talking about people that we don't even know, people do this all the time with celebrities, as if they know really what happened, counting on what is told in the news or in tabloids or magazine, is very iffy, because we're becoming more and more aware with substantial evidence that stories are fabricated and even incidences are fabricated to just, I guess, entertain the general populace or distract them or cause fear. So we need to be careful. If you don't see it happening with your own eyes, or if you haven't participated in it firsthand, or be connect to 1 or 2 degrees of separation, maybe we want to steer clear of this information until we can actually find out the facts and what is so. This, as mentioned, will keep us from having to track as many stories. We'll be communicating accurate information. Imagine communicating accurate information. And we'll be in relation to the set and setting, meaning that 1 to 2 degree of separation, that we'll have actually touched it. So if you don't know someone, do you have a right to speak about them? If you haven't had a physical conversation, meaning in this 3D density, do you have a right to speak about them? And what's the purpose of sharing something about someone else unless you're trying to get some help or clarity from a close friend about that situation so you can show up a little bit better for them in a situation in the future? So really ask yourself in a conversation, what's the intention? Why are you sharing information? And will it serve the greater good? If the answer is no, then you probably just want to withhold the information. In addition, it saves your precious voice so you can communicate what you want to co-create, create, bring into the world. You can share aspects of yourself and inspirations and what you're excited about. It's fun to have those conversations with one another. I was with a friend of mine, and she was sharing things that she was building in her business and her home, and it's fun to hear those things about her children. Those are inspirational conversations, observations about the world around us, meaning things that we're physically touching. That keeps it tangible and real in that moment. So also when we say what is so, this assists us to bringing our voice into integrity, because we're not embellishing, we're not creating extra ley lines, extra conversations about people that haven't been in our waking state or dreaming state. So this brings something up. If you're having a conversation or interaction with someone in your dreaming state, you want to review, especially if it's someone you don't know in the 3D. Did you watch a movie, let's say, if there's an actor in there? Is the actor a metaphor? Allow it to unfold. And then if you choose to share that information, do it wisely and understand that where the lead-in might be or why it might be there. Or you might need some friends to give you some information about that. So what I want you to do right now is we're going to listen to a band called U2, who just gave out their album to everyone that has iTunes, and I believe 58 million people listen to their album. I was one of them. We're going to listen to Volcano. Now, this album, I just put the link on there. It is available for sale, the CD, through Amazon. I don't know what iTunes is going to be doing. So you might want to support their creative measure. And this Volcano, this yang energy that can help bring in the creative over-embellishing part of us, I thought this would be a great way to think about that time. Sometimes we want to erupt with our voice. We want to say too much or overshare, as some people use that term sometimes. As you listen to the little U2, just think about where you would like to bring your voice into alignment with you and why. And just pick one little area, see what comes up. And then when we come back, we'll talk about the practice.
Vacation. Oh, keep, no, you don't wanna, you don't wanna.
Volcano by YouTube. So before we go on further, we're playing around with Blog Talk a little bit differently nowadays. We're working in conjunction to have a sponsor with Audible.com, so I want to just give them a shout out. And if you click on the link below, you're eligible to have a free audiobook, and you can sign up for a trial period with them. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from that you can listen to on any device. Whatever you're hearing us on right now will work just fine. And if you click on the link below, you get a free audiobook and 1 month trial of the service. And they are a leading provider in spoken digital audio entertainment and information. So a great way, simple way to support creation. In addition, please support U2 and Leonard Cohen on their new albums. Pretty exciting. If you enjoy their music, connect to it. Even though U2 gave their album for free, you might like to listen to the higher definition music by ordering their CD at the link below. And it's a pre-order. It's not available quite yet. So now we'll get back to the practice. So what we've discussed thus far is saying what is so, stating the facts, bringing that yang energy energy into activation, simple, concise, don't over embellish the stories, and keeping it local, 1-2 degrees separation, being mindful with why we're sharing something. And what I use sometimes is if I find myself oversharing, I'll be like, why am I sharing this? Sometimes that's our thought process to get us to a point, just to see where you're going with it and see if you can bring it back full circle. Why we might do this is less stories to track. It keeps our communication in integrity and in relation to what's happening around us and becomes more accurate. It saves you from overusing your voice and wasting it on energy that is not in benefit for your highest and best and for those around you. In addition, it will help you align with that highest expression of self and keep you in integrity. What that'll do is keep life a lot less complex, effortless. The universe is very complex. Why complicate matters further? So what, if you're inspired, might you want to do? What practice might you want to do is, first of all, take responsibility for you, and understand that when we spend a lot of our time talking about others, whether it's good or bad, that maybe sometimes we're not taking responsibility for ourselves. Sometimes those reflections help us see ourselves. So be aware of the people, places, and things you're most inspired to speak about, and spend some time in solitude and reflect on that. And if there's emotions coming up, heal the emotions. Again, you might need a close friends to bounce ideas off and or situations off. That's okay. Just do your best to take responsibility for your relationship in that situation. Number two of the practice is share less, listen more. See if you can bring that into integrity in your life. And being silent with a friend is so beautiful. We don't have to always fill it with conversation. Sometimes that's nice, but also having that pause of silence is a lot of fun. A good friend of mine, we've been in silent retreat together, and that's been a nice way to just commune with one another. Drop judgment is the next practice of self and others. Storytelling and the you know what to do in the conversation. So oftentimes when we talk about others or political situations, we think we have the answers. We might not. If you're not in a think tank or a problem-solving situation where you're coming to solutions for a tangible outcome or one that can be deployed, then you might want to avoid storytelling, stating you know what's best, and that judgment. Sometimes we do reverse judgment of ourselves and others because we think we've got it all figured out. And play around with it. See what happens. If you're inspired, you can get back to me. Send me your feedback to Suzanne toro@gmail.com. If you're interested in refining your communication skills at work, at home, or in all sets and settings in your life, please feel free to reach out to me. We can discuss our communication potentiality and where it might lead you from there. What we're going to do right now is we are going to exit out with a Yeshe, a little eye for eye. This song is actually inspired by a gentleman that was really prolific at changing a situation through not necessarily action, but through the ethers. However, this person, I'm going to leave him nameless. You'll probably get the point through the song. The reason I'm going to leave him nameless is because I really am an advocate for letting people move on. So once we've had our life cycle, let's let them rest. Even though this song was inspired by his ways and his work when he was in another form, if we can all move forward in the future and make change rather than talking about it and take responsibility for our voice and our actions, we might be surprised at the outcome in our immediate surroundings and the ripple effects that will follow for generations to come. So until next time, this is She signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.
Fighting somebody else's fight at a time, where today's reason becomes tomorrow's crime. He couldn't take no more, was tired of compromise. Looking into her eyes, that's when he came to realize, an eye for an eye will make the whole. Thank you. an eye for an eye. We'll make a home.